women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and hit a bill, everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Listed as Jackie Brinson and his Delta Cats, song called Rocket 88 on the Chess label, recorded in March of 1951 at what became Sun Studios, originally Memphis Recording Studio, owned by Sam Phillips, and sold up there to Chicago, and Chess Records put it out. It went to number one on the R&B charts. But the thing that you got to realize is it was really Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm band. And Jackie Brinson was one of the performers in that band, but Jackie got first billing on that. So, but anyway, real nice sound. Some people consider that the first rock and roll record. Others just say it's one of the influential songs of rock and roll. But whatever it is, what I want you to think about is listening to that song, what would it have been like to have been in the studio that night and hear that song done live and recorded and put down on wax or tape or whatever they did. And that's what this show is going to be about today. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And what I'm doing today, I have picked about six or so labels, small labels that I'm going to play some songs that recorded in different studios and just let you think about what it would have been like to be in these studios. Well, and even if it's RCA or Capitol, whatever, but these songs here that I played today, most of them didn't chart, and they're just good raw rockabilly or raw rockers or doo-wop or R&B style music. And I want you to think about what it would have been like to be there and when they're recording these style songs, because there's some great piano work, guitar work, keyboard work, whatever. It's all in here, and I just hope you enjoy it. I'm going to start out with a label called Malico, which came out in out of Jackson, Mississippi. And all these songs I'm playing here did chart, but it's a small label and recorded there at their studio. And it was started by a guy named Tommy Couch and Mitchell Maloof. So you take Maloof, the M-A-L out of Maloof, and then add Couch to it, and you're going to get Malico. So from the Malico label out of Jackson, Mississippi, we're going to have Dorothy Moore get us started, then King Floyd, and then Gene Knight. So here we go right now, Dorothy Moore and Misty Blue.
such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just a thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Oh, baby, I should forget you. Heaven knows I've tried. Deep in my heart, I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Ooh. Oh, honey, it's been such a long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just a thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue.
Enter into our feel so good inside, mama. Ma, come on, come on home, and groove me, baby. Groove me, baby. Oh, suck it to me, suck it to me, rock it to me. Come on, come on, come on, and groove me, mama. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes,
oh yeah,
and have a big fine car, oh yes you do now. Do you think I can afford to give you my love?
Oh
you
yeah,
you think you're higher than every star above.
Gonna get my love.
Big Stuff. That was released on the Stax label, but recorded there in Jackson, Mississippi at the studios known as Malico. Groove Me before that, King Floyd, released on the Malico label, Chimneyville. They had their own little label and they released it because nobody else picked that up, but didn't want to be a big hit for Chimneyville and Malico. King Floyd, Groove Me, and then Dorothy Moore before that, which came on the Malico label. And even had an LP called Misty Blue. Dorothy Moore and Misty Blue. What a great, great sound that is. But just listen to these songs. What would it have been like to have been in that studio and hearing songs like this recorded in small little labels? You're not at RCA. You're not at Chess or Checker. You're not at Atlantic or Capitol. You're in small little places. And we're going to keep going right now because we're going to go to one of my favorite thoughts about where I would have loved to have been to watching these people record. This is in Truman, Arkansas. Vaden, V-A-D-E-N, the Vaden labels, a place that started in the 50s, lasted a little while. I mean, they didn't have a national hit, but boy, did they put out some great rocker and rockabilly style songs. They did some gospel stuff too. But I'm going to play some of these rocker rockabillies here, and boy, if you're into rockabilly and all and those type songs, you'll know these. People like Larry Don was there. I'll play one of his in a minute. Of course, Joyce Green, Bobby Brown, Teddy Riddell. We're going to get started with Chuck Comer doing a little song called "Little More Lovin'" on the Vaden label out of Truman, Arkansas.
I'm sitting with my baby in the old porch swing. Think that the youngin' is the cutest thing. Just a little more lovin',
little more lovin',
just a little more lovin',
little more lovin'. kiss from someone that's weak. Then I'm gonna sweep her right off for her deed. Just a little more loving. Just a little more loving. Just a little more loving before I have gone. I'm sitting with my baby in the old porch swing. Think that the youngin' is the cutest thing. Just a little more.
Daddy in a black Cadillac. shine bright as me. Well, my heart is crying ever since you left and went away.
Curios. That again on the Vaden label, I Get the Blues at Midnight. Before that, to me the ultimate chick rocker, Joyce Green doing Black Cadillac. What a song that was. And then Larry Don before that, one of the highly sought after rockabilly sounds of all times, Honey Bun on the Vaden label. And last but not least, Chuck Comer got us started with A Little More Lovin'. Vaden label is just one of my favorites because they did so much stuff. I mentioned Teddy Riddell. He did Pipeliner, and Bobby Brown did some other stuff. Joyce, I don't think Joyce Green did anything else, just this one. And she did some local singing, and that was about it. And Larry Don, there's a CD you can buy with all of Larry Don's stuff. He did quite a few, but no hits of any kind. But anyway, great, great label out of Vaden, out of Truman, Arkansas, the Vaden label. And I've always just sat and thought when I listen to songs like that, wouldn't it have been great to have been there that night and watched these people perform live and put it down on tape for people? And that's what I want you to do, is get the feel for the piano and the guitar work that's going on. Who are some of these people? You know, if they were just session workers, session musicians, you know, we didn't know them. We know of some of them that came out of the Sun label, and people like James Burton, that came out of different places doing session work. But some of these people, you don't know who they are. But, boy, they did some great, great musical work. Okay, let's keep going. Another great label you can find great records on is the Meteor label. And I'm going to get started with Steve Carl and the Jags. Then we're going to do Junior Thompson. And then we're going to wind up with Elmore James. He was on this Meteor label early on. So here we go right now. Steve Carl, another rocker called Perfume.
I'm out of luck, I'm 17. Well, I ought to be, it makes it me. I had a date just the other night, but that ought to be makes quite a lot. I picked her up, it was a shot. She had to be in by 11 o'clock. Show if you want to love.
let's go now. Sun in your eyes. I say this curfew has got to go. Our teenage love will reach a new low.
Well, I done had my dance rodeo. Baby, I'm through with you. Cause you done gone and broke my heart. Left me feeling blue. Go on your way, cause start today, you and me are through. Rock, 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 rock. You headed for the ground. Well, you've been a-bossing me much too long. Now I'm changing that around. Well, it ain't no joke. Watch the smoke. Lordy, I'm a-coming unwell. Raw, 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 dee. Raw, 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 dee. Raw, 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 dee. Yeah, raw, raw, dee. Raw, dee. Look at raw, raw, dee from you. Long life, a good little dog, cause it's time I had my say. Well, stop your talking and begin your walk, and we're starting a brand new day. Rock, roll, roll, dee, rock, roll, roll, dee, rock, roll, dee, rock, roll, roll, dee, roll, roll, dee, look out, roll, roll, dee from you. Thank you.
guitar. A guy that used to say when he's recording, sometimes he'd say, "Let's cut it. Let's cut it." And they would cut that out. Of course, you wouldn't hear that on many of his records at all, but he was ready to go. He'd say, "Let's cut it." That's Elmore James' song called "I Believe" on that Meteor label. Meteor came out of Memphis, Tennessee, started in the early 50s, and I don't think it made it to the 1960, but man, did they put out some stuff. And can you imagine some of the great sounds if you were able to sit in there and just listen to these people do some of these songs? Raw Deal before that, Junior Thompson with the Meteors, and then Curfew, Steve Carl and the Jags, the Meteor label out of Memphis, Tennessee. And Curfew, if you listen to that drum beat that guy was doing at the beginning, it looked like he was hitting his sticks on the side of his snare drum or something. But, you know, there again, they find a sound for it, and man, if you could have been there just to watch them do it. Let's go to another label out of Nashville. Well, it started in St. Louis, really, then it wound up in Nashville. It's the K-Arc, just the letter K-Arc. And started in the late 50s, and it made it through the 60s on into the 70s a little bit, but no major hits of any kind. But and they recorded all kind of good stuff, good boppers and some rock and roll, and just but it's just good raw rockabilly, raw rock. And again, just sit back and think, what if I was there? We're gonna get started with a little country bopper by Ernie Nowak, and then Dick Seaton and the Mad Lads, and then Karen Wheeler and the Gents. A little bit more about her in a minute. But here we go right now, Ernie Nowak and Beer Drinking Blues.
I'm a beer drinking daddy with the beer drinking blues. I love you, baby, and that is true. Well, I'm so high I can hardly stand. Got a quart of beer in my right hand. In my pocket, looking neat, I started out the record to be just about the 10th bottle. I lost the blues, just a beer drinking daddy with nothing to lose. My honey came in. She blew her top. Lord, I thought she'd never stop. Well, she's my honey and I love her dear, but she don't want me to drink my beer. With eyes bugging out and on wobbly knees, one more bottle of honey, please. You love me, you understand that I gotta have beer. I'm a beer drinking man. I could hear her voice and I knew she was there. I couldn't see her anywhere. With a gentle hand, she stroked my head. I looked up at her and this I said, I'm a beer-drinking daddy with the beer-drinking blues. I love you, baby, and that is true. And before I die, I'll raise my hand. I drank more beer than any man.
Got much money, just a nickel or two. I got enough money, rock tune or two. rock to the jukebox. Rock to the jukebox. Gonna rock to the jukebox. Rock it all night long. I'm going, baby, I'm a queen man. I'll rock to the jukebox. Rock to the jukebox. I'm a rock to the jukebox. Rock it all night long. Got much money, just a nickel or two. I got enough money, rock a tune, and I'll do the hit the rock to the jukebox. Yeah, rock to the jukebox. Well, I'm a rock to the jukebox, rock it all night long. Yeah, my rock to the jukebox, rock it all night long. Yeah, I'm rock to the jukebox, rock it all night long.
Wait till I'm 16. Boy, that's a girl that's going to come after you. I tell you what. Karen, her daddy was Oney Wheeler. You may know him if you're into country boppers and good country music like that. Oney did a lot of good stuff, had a few hits along the years, but that's his daughter, Karen Wheeler. And I don't know if she's 15 or 16 or what she is when she did this, but she sounds young anyway. But Wait Till I'm 16 on that K-Arc label out of St. Louis and later on into Nashville. Jukebox Rocks, rock before that. Dick Seaton and the Mad Lads. I'd like to find a copy of that one on the K-Arc label. Been fun listening to them do that. Then Ernie Nowak before that. Beer Drinking Blues. Good guitar work and songs like that. A lot of good country boppers has some really, really good guitar players. And there again, we don't know who they were, but that's what this show is all about. Kind of remembering those people that were the backbone of a lot of this good sound, whether it's a rock and roll or a rockabilly or a doo-wop or whatever it is. There's some good people doing, whether it's musicians or whether it's backup singing. Of course, you heard the backup singer there on Karen Wheeler's song doing that bass song. I'd like to be standing next to him, next to that mic, when he was doing that. Okay, let's keep going. Hey, let's go back to St. Louis again. We're going to do a label called the Boppin' Label. And this label did mostly group harmony style stuff, R&B, but we're going to end this set with, I'm not going to say it's the only rockabilly rocker style song, but it's one of the few that I've been able to find that on the Boppin' Label. But we're going to get started with a group, two group sounds. The first one's the Kinglets, and then the Emeralds, and then Carl Phillips. So here we go right now with Pretty Please on the Boppin' Label out of St. Louis, and the Kinglets.
Make said, oh, wait, one with it. He's a crazy cat. Well, when he starts rocking and all the stuff like that, he don't fool, pick a move. It's a woo, 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 woo. That little Willie likes his love when he walks his go, go, go. With his pretty bed on by his side, whenever comes around the mile. That's the bed, that's the slow, when old Willie won't go, go, go. Yeah.
Wigwam Willie, Carl Phillips, on that bopping label out of St. Louis. And like I said, that may not be the only rockabilly-style rocker song they did, but most of the stuff I've come across on bopping has been the doo-wop and group sound, R&B stuff. You may know. Let me know if you find out if there's any other ones out there on bopping. Came out of St. Louis about 1958 when this label started. And originally it was all distributed by the Chess record label out of Chicago. And later on, Chess bought a bopping label and went into Chess and Checker. And real good sound. That's Carl Phillips. Before that, the Emeralds, That's the Way It's Got to Be. And before that, the Kinglets, Pretty Please. And maybe you know more about these style groups here. Maybe I know they did some other things. I've seen other songs by them, but I don't know exactly what other labels they were on. But anyway, sitting there listening to watching some doo-wop singers do it, and then Carl Phillips come in there and do his Wigwam Willie, the bopping label. All right, let's go down to Mobile, Alabama. This is a pretty highly sought-after label here. Started in 1957 in Mobile, called the Sandy Label. And you may come across some of these songs on a label called the Orange Label, which is interesting. It's on a blue label, but it's called the Orange Label. But started out as Sandy, started in Mobile in 1957. And not all the songs they put out, now this is my understanding, not all the songs they put out on Sandy were recorded right there in Mobile. Some were across the border into Mississippi and all, but it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to get you to think about is wherever these style songs are recorded on these small labels, what would it have been like to be able to sit in there and listen into them? So, and Sandy has so many great stuff. I usually play three, sometimes four. In a set, I'm going to play five by Sandy on the Sandy label, and hope you enjoy these. And right now we've got Ronnie Kina going to get us started, then Bo and Joe, Helen Bozeman, Ray Sawyer, who I'll say a little bit more about him in a minute, and then Jackie Morningstar, one of the highly sought after records of all times. But right now we got Ronnie Keenan and Jukebox Queen.
Up the street right close to me, there lives a little gal with a boogie bean, and she's the rockin'est baby that you ever seen. Now everybody calls her the Jukebox Queen. She's gonna rock it up, she's gonna rip it up. She's the jumpin'est baby that you ever seen. Jukebox Queen. All the cats in this town knows when she starts to rock and she can really go. She swings those hips like they're gonna break, shakes them around like a big old snake. And she's the rockin'est baby that you ever seen. Now everybody calls her the Jukebox Queen. She's gonna rock. The Jukebox Queen. She's the rockin'est baby that you ever seen. Now everybody calls her the Jukebox Queen. She's gonna rock, she's gonna roll, she's gonna rock, she's gonna roll. She's the jumpin'est baby that you ever seen. Now everybody calls her the Jukebox Queen.
Jungle Jim doing the Texas draw, Cousin and Jane doing a wacky Sell a million too. sun hit me, it felt like a rock. I thought it was an owl flying around and around, but it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground. He said, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, before you run away. I've seen a lot of strange things, I've heard a lot of strange things too, but the strangest thing I ever heard when he said,
I want you.
Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute before you run away. I say, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute before you run away. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute.
Jackie Morningstar, Rockin' in the Graveyard, Sandy Label. And that came out of Mobile, as I mentioned earlier. And who was that guy doing all those voices in that song? You know, if you're sitting there watching these people do these songs, you get to see who that was. Then you go up to the next record, Ray Sawyer. Now, Ray Sawyer went on to be Dr. Hook of Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. And he was out of Alabama. And he did a little song we played right then called Rockin' Satellite. A lot of good piano work there. And Sugar Baby before that, Helen Bozeman. One of the founders of Sandy Label was Johnny Bozeman. Now, I don't know if this is a wife or a cousin or a sister or whoever, but anyway, that, I'm sure that helped her get some singing here. But, you know, another good chick rocker, you know. Great voice? No, but it just fit the era. It just really was a good sound by her, and it's a sought-after record, too. Sugar Baby, Helen Bozeman. And who's, you know, who's that guy playing the sax on that? We'll probably never know. Bo and Joe and the Night Riders before that, Jungle Rock. Good sound by those guys. And again, you know, who are the Night Riders? Ronnie Keenan got us started with Jukebox Queen. Again, listen to that piano work on that song. You know, who's this pianist? What did he do on for a day job? Did he play in boppers around the town? Did he go to night spots and play? You never know. You know, if you listen to that Jukebox Queen, it almost has a little bit of a start like Rocket 88 did, the very first song we played today when we got started. Maybe they pulled that from that particular song if they ever heard it. I don't know. But the Sandy Label really put out some great, great stuff, and there's five that are testified to that. Well, you know what? It's time to go. It is time to go. I've not done my double play, and I'm going to end with an instrumental, but we're going to do that all at once right here. Out of Shreveport, Louisiana, somewhere around 1958 or so, a lady by the name of, it's M-I-R-A, Mara, I'm not sure, Mara Smith. Sometimes she'd spelt it M-Y-R-A, or people did anyway, Myra Smith. But she started a little label called the Royal Audio Music Incorporated, shortened for RAM, Royal Audio Music, RAM. And boy, did they put out some great, great stuff. I learned about them at record shows over the past years, and one of our dealers comes up from Louisiana, and I got to know him, and he sold me some music records on that RAM label, and they did some great stuff. And again, now Myra Smith was a guitarist, and she's played probably on some of these songs you're going to hear today, and she wrote songs too. And by the way, their first record on RAM was by a lady by the name of Carol Williams. And at age 16, his first recording, as far as history can tell us, James Burton, the one that went on to be a great guitar player with Ricky Nelson, do a lot of his hits, then wound up with Elvis when he was doing his tours and playing in Vegas. James Burton, his first recording was down on this Ram label, and as far as we know, it's with Carol Williams when she did her record down there. But anyway, good sound on the Ram record label. 1958 is when it got started. We're going to play two by Margaret Lewis, Going to St. Louis, and then From the Cradle to the Blues. And like I say, now this is one record. You flip it over, you get one. You flip it over, you get the other. And then we're going to end with our instrumental on the Ram label, Scatman Patton and the Ramrods, Red Beans and Rice. And again, think about all these songs and this Going to St. Louis, From the Cradle of the Blues, and Red Beans and Rice, all these we played today. Wouldn't it have been really something to be able to sit around in the studio and see groups like these record some of this early, early rock and roll, just as raw as it could be? But anyway, thanks for joining us on the BRC Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.
Lost in a crowd, going to St. Louis, get lost in a crowd. Can't stand this silence, it's too doggone loud. Might catch the special, leave this old town. Might catch the special, leave this old town. I believe my baby don't want me around. You know I wanted to be your wife, wanted to love you about 9, before the special rolls down the line. I'd like to see you just one more time. Going to St. Louis, no measure of time, from the cradle to the blues. Though my life was easier when I had you, no measure of time, just the cradle, then the blues. Just one sudden spark, and you win or you lose. Never had to give up so much. Never felt so helpless, can't stand much more. No wonder it's short, from the cradle to the blues. It's a long, lonely road to travel and lose.